Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. Great show for you today. My goodness gracious. We will have Tom Hamilton, the longtime voice of the Cleveland Guardians, whose call of the fight went viral. Also, Brian Storkel, he's the director of the Netflix documentary Hall of Shame about Victor Conti and the PEDs, all that, and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
It's going to be a tough road for the Yankees to make the playoffs. We always expected, but the injuries have really hurt the Yankees, including that long dry spell without Aaron Judge. Somehow they're still over 500. They're still in the wild card race. But Bob Clappish from NJ.com, NewJersey.com, said that the Yankees are likely to fire manager Aaron Boone, but the idea of firing the GM, Brian Cashman, isn't even on the table. Wow. This is going to be interesting. Brian Cashman's been there for a long time. I think he started actually as an intern. He might have over 25 years in the Yankees organization, and obviously they had a lot of success. He was the assistant general manager when they won their first World Series in a long time in 96. Bob Watson was the general manager, and it's been lean. The Yankees sell a lot of tickets. They're in the hunt every year. They make the playoffs, so it's hard not to get rid of a general manager. But let's just face it. They haven't won since 2009. That's a long time in Yankee land. And I just have the feeling that if you're going to do, you know, Aaron Boone and give him the Ziggy, it might be time to do the same with Brian Cashman and look for fresh blood, somebody who can help to get the Yankees over the hump. Because when you take Judge out of that lineup, the lineup is pretty paltry. There's a lot of dead weight. They can't get runners in scoring position. They need to invigorate this lineup with some new blood, a young star to go out and get. So this will be interesting playing out if Bob Clappish is right and Aaron Boone is out. I think Brian Cashman would be out as well.
Number two.
It doesn't make sense, but it's working somehow. The Minnesota Twins went out and they signed Carlos Correa after he failed his physical in San Francisco, after he failed his physical with the Mets, and both teams dropped out of his sweepstakes. And it's been a struggle basically all year. But somehow the Twins are in line to win the AL Central. Coming into Wednesday, they had a 4.5 game lead against Cleveland. So think about that. If they're able to hold on in these final 2 months and maybe Correa can get his act together. Since the All-Star break, he's batting .222 and leads the major leagues in double plays. But the other day, he had a big game, and fans are hoping that this will get him started, because it's been really, really tough for Correa. And I think people thought maybe his injury is not as bad as the Mets and the Giants thought. And maybe they thought the Twins lucked out. But somehow the rest of the team is still playing well and they're in first place. And imagine if they get him in the final 2 months of the playoffs and he can just be, you know, more like the player we know he can be when he was a star in Houston. So the Twins are lucky so far, but you know what? It might pay off for them if he does turn his fortunes around at the plate.
Number 3.
I'm sorry, I don't get it. The Baltimore Orioles and the thin skin ownership or whatever's going on. Why would they distract everybody away from a great season and all the positive buzz about the Baltimore Orioles? It wasn't long ago, I remember writing a column for Deadspin saying that they should move the team out of Baltimore. They were bad. Nobody was showing up. And now they have full houses. And instead, what do? To distract everybody from the great player baseball on the field. They suspend the broadcaster, Kevin Brown, because he revealed the numbers that everybody already knew, that down in Tampa Bay, the Orioles were like in the house of horrors and had an abysmal record against the Rays down in Tampa. So now they've reinstated him, but not before getting the wrath of baseball fans, Orioles fans, and other radio and TV announcers who all came to Kevin Brown's defense. Because if you ever heard the tape, he really didn't say anything that wasn't fact. Even fans at the game the other night were chanting, "Free Kevin Brown." Think about that. Free Kevin Brown. Why in the world are you distracting fans from the team with the announcer? And even some players came to his defense. Come on. Don't be thin-skinned. He's a team announcer. He's not ripping the team. He's giving you facts. You shouldn't argue with facts. It doesn't make sense. Come on, Orioles. Get it right. You're leading the AL East. You got a chance to win the division. Enjoy that. Stay away from the controversy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Brian Storkel. He's the director of the latest installment of Netflix Untold, the documentaries. And man, you know, this baseball Inside the Parker podcast is all about baseball. So here we are. The Hall of Shame premieres August 15th and it focuses on Victor Conti, the former president of Balco Laboratories, and you know all the stuff with the players. He was the go-to guy, steroids, PEDs, all that stuff, including Barry Bonds. So, Brian, welcome to the podcast. Thank you. I'm interested in watching this.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. Are you actually officially a Hall of Fame voter, or is that your actually number 70 voter?
Yes, that's my claim to fame, and I take it very seriously. And I want you to know that I voted for Barry Bonds all 10 years.
He was
on the ballot. I certainly did.
And, amazing.
Not that I think that he didn't do it. I just think that it was going on for a lot of players during that era. And it's unfair just to pick out a handful of guys and say, you know, they're the bad guys.
Totally. It's so much more complicated than just, yeah, good or bad either. It's just there's so much more to the discussion. How many people were voting for him each year? I never looked at the numbers. You were one of a handful, right?
Yeah, but it kept going up. Actually, the younger writers, it was the guys who, like me, have been around for a long time. I've been covering Major League Baseball for 37 years. So the older guys, some of those guys were set and they refused to vote for him, but the younger guys did. So his numbers actually kept going up as time went on. And he still fell short. He needed 75%. I think he got to 65 or 67,
which is
close, you know, which is close. The guy was a tremendous ball player. But please give me some insight on what I'm going to see or what we're going to see.
Yeah.
This documentary. I mean,
it's definitely Balco is this story that has been, you know, definitely in the press a lot over the years, right? Like, especially back at the time when it was happening. And I was a huge baseball fan at the time. Grew up in Seattle, watched my Mariners in the 90s, 95 specifically. But when the Balco thing happened later, all I knew was there was this, you know, this big bad guy with a mustache that had kind of like the villain who had taken down sports single-handedly kind of, you know, and every, you know, there's all this, you know, questions as to who was cheating and who wasn't. And, you know, but certain people got in the headlines more than others, you know, and Victor Conti being one of them. Barry Bonds obviously being one of them. Like you said, there was so many other people involved in this sort of thing, but certain people rose to the top. So my impression of Victor and what I knew of him was just what I'd seen in the headlines and, you know, a few articles, and there's, you know, portraits of him as kind of the puppeteer. There's one cartoon where he has his fingers dangling several athletes on strings, and he's like moving them around as if he's the mastermind behind why baseball players are using steroids to begin with. And I just knew there was more to the story than this. So we wanted to take a human approach and just get to know Victor and get to know some of the other people involved in this and understand, you know, more of the behind the scenes in the most comprehensive way, I think, that the Balco story has ever been told. So that's what this film is.
Oh, just fascinating. It really is. And I don't know. I mean, Brian, you might not be able to answer this, but just how rampant do you think it was? Or did you ever get a sense of baseball? Because I was covering the sport, and it's easy to look at McGuire and Sosa and Bonds, but more pitchers have been caught on juice than hitters, suspended at least. And I want to say, I don't know, 75% might have tried it, or you know what I mean, or flirted with it, or not fully gone in. But am I off base?
It's a huge number. I mean, we don't get into that specifically because the film is more about Victor and about the people surrounding Balco. And he actually wasn't involved in that many baseball players. You know, Victor never even admitted to giving Barry Bonds any steroids or any sort of performance enhancing drug. He admits to giving him supplements and helping him. He had a line of supplements. Basically, he kind of created or helped produce the ZMA supplements that were then taken on and branded by a lot of other companies. But he was giving Barry ZMA, and Barry even did some promotion for ZMA. But yeah, he never admits to giving him anything. I think the film also focuses on where he started, which was track and field. And there's, you know, quite a few track and field athletes that he supported more than baseball players, where, you know, Marion Jones, Tim Montgomery, and that stuff all came out in the trial and in the evidence. And we focus on that, and specifically Tim Montgomery in the film. Tim sits down for an interview, and he's just very open and candid and honest with his interview, which I love because you don't get to hear that too often. Most of the time people are, you know, giving excuses and trying to cover things up.
Our guest is Brian Storkel. He is the director for the Netflix documentary series Untold, and Hall of Shame premieres August 15th. Let me ask you, Victor Conte, is he remorseful with what happened and how people, you know, like Barry Bonds should be celebrated. I just go to him all the time. And you know what I mean? And instead, he's persona non grata. He doesn't get the, you know, attention and stuff. That is he at all remorseful that, you know, guys got caught up in this?
I think he's definitely remorseful for, you know, for being involved in some of these things. And to him, it's the effect it had on these athletes personally and the lives of their families. And he had, Victor, there was some effect on his personal life as well, but there were other athletes that whose lives were destroyed. And especially some of the track and field athletes who were, you know, Barry didn't get into the Hall of Fame. And obviously that's a huge deal, but there's other athletes that, you know, had all of their money taken away and all of their awards. And basically, I mean, Tim Montgomery ended up in jail for selling heroin as kind of a spiral effect after this, you know, what happened at when everything went downhill. And I think Victor's very remorseful for kind of, you know, for causing that pain. I think the other side of that, he still has a pride in being a part of these accomplishments. And that's kind of one of the things we explore with the film too, is just legacy and, you know, how, you know, what people will do to achieve greatness and what that means if you took some shortcuts along the way to get there.
Yeah, I guess my question always is, and I understand, like, you're not taking something because you don't think it's going to help you. So I do understand that. But in baseball, you know, there's an eye-hand coordination that, I'm sorry, I don't care how big and strong you are. If you don't have that, you can't play that game. Do you know?
Right.
And that's why it's hard for me to look and just say, oh, Barry Bonds did that just because of this. And I don't believe that. I mean, I think there's, do you think people look at it that way, just automatically say, oh, he's on the juice, so that's why he was a great hitter?
I mean, I think a lot of people do, unfortunately. I don't think that's the truth. I mean, Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame, like, athlete before he ever started doing any of this.
In Pittsburgh, he won 3 MVPs.
Absolutely. You know, and like you said, there's so much more that goes into it. I think it gives you that little boost at the end. How many percentage that is? Is it 5% more? Is it 10%? I don't know. I think it's definitely something that you know, you can't just take and expect to be a good athlete.
Yeah, and I think people sometimes oversimplify it. You know what? Whenever someone brings up Barry Bonds and I have an argument, the first question I ask them, Brian, I say, "Well, how many times did Barry Bonds hit over 50 home runs?" And they go, I don't know, 6, 7. And then when I say, no, one time in his career, nobody can believe it. Because the feeling is, once he got on the juice, he was hitting 50, 60, 70 home runs every year.
Right.
And it just wasn't the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the case studies in the film, you know, Tim Montgomery, you know, he, with Victor, set out to break the record for the 100-meter race, which was, you know, officially the title of the world's fastest man. So they set out to do this using training, using the right coaches, and also implementing, you know, PEDs. And they had this goal. They went after it. But it's kind of funny because right when he started taking, you know, these PEDs, his numbers actually went down at first, at the beginning. And it took some time figuring everything out, but it's not just, you know, there's a lot of elements, and it's, you know, how they're taking it. It's when they're taking it. It's what training they're doing along with it. That case study in the film, I think, is really interesting because you get to see kind of how they put together this plan and actually achieved that goal. And Victor was along for the ride with Barry, you know, who, like, we have some, you know, evidence in the film that they were involved together in, you know, actually, you know, Victor was aware of his drug testing and that he was getting positive tests and things like that. But, you know, Victor still doesn't admit that he gave him anything.
Nope. And I would figure that to be the case. Brian, one last thing. How will I feel after watching this Will I feel sympathetic to the athletes who were involved in this, or will I need to take a shower? Which one will it be?
I mean, with all of the films that I work on, I try to find that human side, and even people who are, you know, labeled evil or detestable, I think you can have some empathy for them. And in this case in particular, it's not that evil, in my opinion, anyway. But I really wanted you to connect with the athletes and to connect with Victor. And I think you will feel empathy for them, but you'll also be able to, you know, we interview many sides of this, including the government investigator who kind of helped take them down. And I think at the end of the day, you'll be able to listen to all these people and kind of some of the stuff you'll believe that they're saying and some of the stuff you won't. And you'll be able to make up your own mind about how you feel about it all. It definitely doesn't push you in one direction or another or make you feel, you know, strongly that a new opinion. I think it just gives you all the information and lets you connect to a human and enjoy their story. It's a fun ride too. We had fun with it. There's a lot of fun stuff. I mean, you had a IRS agent digging through dumpsters to find evidence about Barry Bonds. I mean, and he sat down for the first time to talk on camera about this. So it's just a fun story.
All right. Can't wait to watch it. Hall of Shame. Brian Storkel, the director of the Netflix, of course, Untold, the documentary about Balco in the 2000s. Man, I cannot wait to watch this.
Awesome.
And best of luck to you. All right, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh, my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or fair to say that the four-man National League MVP race between Atlanta Braves stars Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson and Dodgers stars Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman will be the closest in NL history involving more than two players?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Just look at the dynamics. You have four guys from two different powerhouse teams vying for one MVP award. Early on, Ronald Acuna was running away with it. But recently, support for his Braves teammate Matt Olson's power has been swelling. Then you have the powerhouse Dodgers, who can't be overlooked because they have two of the best players to ever do it, and two former MVPs in Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, who are the first pair of Dodgers teammates to each have 60 extra base hits through 110 team games since Babe Herman and Johnny Frederick in 1929. All choices are great ones. Acuna has over 50 steals and is closing in on 30 bombs. Mookie Betts is a stud. Olson almost has 100 RBI. Freeman is third in batting average and OPS. So I see a fracture of votes as fans have their favorites, and any of these guys would be a great choice. There's not a strong enough fifth candidate to rise up and capitalize on the split votes. So I'd say the last few weeks of the season will probably decide it. We've had some very close MVP races over the years, decided by one or two votes. We even had a tie with Willie Stargell and Keith Hernandez in the National League in 1979. But this year has a chance to be the tightest race between as many as four legit candidates, and that would be somewhat unprecedented.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The Atlanta Braves have far and away been baseball's best team for pretty much the entire season, and they had their prodigious offense to thank. Not only did they boast all nine starters with at least 10 homers, they have 30 more dingers than the next closest team. Their 840 team OPS as of August 9th would be the highest for any NL team since 1930. But we can dive deeper than home runs and runs scored these days. Since the StatCast era began in 2015, the Braves are putting on a show as one of the best offensive teams in the new analytics era. This year, Atlanta owns a hard hit rate of 46.3%, meaning nearly half of all batted balls the team puts in play are at 95 miles an hour of exit velocity or higher. That mark would be the best of any team in the StatCast era by 2 full percentage points, or basically the difference between the second best team on that list and the ninth. On that same end, the Braves have an average exit velocity of 91.3 miles per hour this season, the best of any team in the StatCast era, by 0.8 miles per hour. That's the difference between the second best team and the 18th best team on that list. Now, StatCast maven Mike Petriello recently posted an article showing the Braves have only had 8% of their plate appearances this season taken by non-productive hitters, or hitters with the weighted runs created plus below the league average of 100. That's the second lowest number in history, only behind the World Series champion 1984 Tigers. This Braves team is trying to bludgeon their way to a second title in 3 years.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money.
Love that money.
Rob, glad I can be here with you again as the dog days of summer are rounding out and October is certainly on the horizon. Unfortunately, it won't include the Tampa Bay Rays. They got another bad blow a few days ago with Shane McClanahan. He is done for the season. He's going to get a second look, but he could be done as well for all of 2024. Dreadful for them because they had a blistering start to the season. With that being said, the Angels have also fallen off the cliff after the All-Star break. They're going to be in Houston against the Astros. Justin Verlander will start for Houston that one. So far this season, 6-6 on the ERA at 3.11. This is all for the Astros because the Angels' inability. I'm going to take Houston to win that contest. Friday night in Arizona, 9:40 Eastern, 6:40 Pacific, Blake Snell will go for San Diego. He's 8-8 this season, but the ERA has been fantastic. At 2.61, he has really found a resurgence in the second half of the season. Ryan Nelson's up against him, but I'll take San Diego in this matchup against Arizona. Hard to believe, but the Padres still continue to be under 500. Rangers and Giants from San Francisco at Oracle Park. I think this one's going to be a firefight, but I'm going to take John Gray versus Ross Stripling in that pitching matchup. It's a late time affair on Friday night, but Gray so far this season, 7-5 with a 3.72 ERA. That's what I got, Rob.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast, friend of mine, longtime Cleveland Guardians radio play-by-play man, one of the best in the business, Tom Hamilton, joining Inside the Parker. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. Great to see you and to hear you and be with you again. Been a long time.
No doubt. Man, did you go viral? Man, did you go viral. Your call on the big fight between Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson on Saturday night went all over the place. I mean, were you shocked at the reaction of your call and how people, they loved it. You got so much praise for the call on that.
Well, thank you. You know, again, I've said it countless times. It, it's not about me. To me, it was about Jose Ramirez and why he's so revered because of the way he sticks up for his teammates. As far as going viral, I don't do social media. I don't have any of the social media accounts because if I did, I'm sure I would have been fired a long time ago. So I stay out of that world. So I'm never really cognizant of what's going on until obviously somebody tells you. So, like I say, too many times you say the wrong thing, and I'm certainly guilty of that. And to me, it was more about Jose Ramirez. And quite honestly, I don't think any of us have ever seen anything quite like that in baseball where, you know, basically Tim Anderson dropped his glove and squared up and it was like, uh-oh.
I'm with you, Tom. I've been covering baseball since 1986. I've never seen that. Not when you square up. I've seen fights. You know, we've seen a share of fights, yep, but never like that. I do want to say this, though. For a lot of the younger broadcast, I mean, fans who heard your call and on the fight, you know, down goes Anderson. I mean, it's a play on the George Foreman, Joe Frazier fight and Howard mm-hmm. Cosell made that call. Did that just come right to mind? I mean, that's a classic call by Howard Cosell, who's one of the all-time great sportscasters for younger people listening.
Yeah, I don't know why it came to mind. It did, Rob. It's just one of those things that you're reacting to the moment. It's instantaneous because you're doing a baseball game. And there had been nothing ahead of that that would have made you think there was an undercurrent. Like, we hadn't had guys getting drilled by pitchers on either side where sometimes you're like, uh-oh, this is brewing and this could blow up at any minute. No, that was not the case Saturday night. So it was so unexpected, so unpredictable, that you just react to the moment. And I'm sure there was a generation of fans going, huh, so George Foreman doesn't just have a grill?
Right.
And you know, who's Howard Cosell?
It's scary. It is scary. Our guest is Tom Hamilton, a longtime Cleveland Guardians radio voice. Just if you've ever heard him do baseball, I mean, what a great voice, great energy. So much fun to listen to, no doubt about it. And I know I did hear you talk about Jose Ramirez and that he's a mild-mannered guy. You know, not who he is. He apologized. He's reached out to Tim Anderson. How surprised were you that he wound up being in fisticuffs?
I was, Rob, until Sunday morning when I was in our clubhouse, you know, the morning after the Donnybrook, and then you're talking to players and coaches and trying to get a little background as to what was this really all about? Because you knew there was more to it after it occurred. I just hadn't heard some of the things that had been going on ahead of time, and rightfully so. I mean, I'm in the clubhouse every day, but there were things going on the field that had happened the week before in Chicago. There were things that were continuing to be said, not only in Chicago, but so much so that the umpire had to tell Tim Anderson to knock it off on Saturday night before the actual dust up. So all of that was not aware of. And then once you hear all of that and you start putting two and two together, now you understand why it was. Because, Rob, that's the beauty. And again, we're getting one side of it. You're getting the Cleveland side of it. I'm sure Tim Anderson and the White Sox have a side of it as well. No one here is blameless. We always know there are two sides to every story. So I'm by no means trying to bury Tim Anderson. But Jose Ramirez is revered in our clubhouse for how he plays the game. Nobody in the game plays it harder than Jose Ramirez. And then the fact that he was really sticking up for two rookies. So in other words, he's not just there as a teammate for the superstars. He's there for anybody that's a teammate. I think that tells you all you need to know about Jose Ramirez.
Let's move to the Guardians and where they are. And coming into Wednesday, 4.5 games behind the division leading Twins and still under 500. Just so many injuries with pitching. it's a miracle that they're still in it. Is there any chance that they can get this thing turned around? Because coming into Wednesday, they lost 7 of their last 10. But I don't know how you can, you know, rebound from the loss of so much pitching.
Yeah, now you couple that, Rob, with the loss of Josh Naylor, who's been the cleanup hitter, top 5 in the American League in batting average, top 5 in the American League in RBIs, and the protection behind Jose Ramirez. You know, no one's going to pitch to Jose Ramirez while Josh Naylor is out with the oblique injury. You know, if we had Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie, and Cal Quantrill healthy, the trading deadline would have been a whole different story for Cleveland. Plus, I also think the standings would be completely different. But you have a year last year where it seemed like everything went right, and you were the surprise team, arguably, in the American League. This year, it's kind of been one of those years where if it could go wrong or you could have an injury, they've had it. And clubs like Cleveland, you know, if you don't have a $250 million payroll, you've got a very small margin of error. And you just can't afford to have that many injuries to critical components. And for Cleveland, the most critical component of their ball club is their starting pitching. It's the strength of their club. They don't hit home runs. They don't score a lot of runs, but they can win every night because of starting pitching. I think it's pretty incredible they've hung around this long with 3 rookies in the rotation. So to answer your point, I think it's going to be awfully difficult, Rob. I mean, they have the toughest schedule left in the American League, and you're not getting Bieber and McKenzie back until maybe September. Might get Cal Quantrill back late in the month of August. So, yeah, if you want me to be honest, I guess you do. I think it's going to be, and I don't want to say impossible because, again, I'm shocked that we're at the point that we are with all of this. But I would be stunned if anybody but Minnesota wins this division.
No doubt. His name is Tom Hamilton, one of the best. Love running into him over all these years in the press box. Always, Tom, great to see you. And we'll talk down the road. Tom Hamilton of the Cleveland Guardians, one of the best broadcasters in the business.
You know how I feel about you, Rob. Congratulations. You know, it's not often I get to talk to a Hall of Famer. So, you know, the next time I see you, I'll kiss the ring because you get that Hall of Fame ring and it's much deserved. And I'm just happy to be your friend.
Thank you, Tom. You too. Stay well.
Bye, Rob.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 399 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's simple. Fans connect to the team's broadcasters. Unlike any other sport, the baseball broadcaster connects with the fans. And I want to take this moment to give a moment of silence for longtime Tiger broadcaster Jim Price, who died at the age of 81 on Monday. He was a friend of mine. This guy won a World Series and was a former catcher for the Tigers and always treated me with grace. Was a really, really good broadcaster who loved the Tigers, but also could call it like he saw it, and he will be missed. But Jim Price is not unlike other announcers and their connections to their teams. We know that in Los Angeles, when we lost Vince Scully, the outpouring of support and love for a guy who also came with the team from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. When I first went to my first ever Dodger game, I remember the radio. People had portable radios in the stands listening to Vince Scully at the game. That's how much broadcasters mean to a team. John Sterling with the Yankees. We don't know how many more years we have left with John Sterling as far as being the lead broadcaster on the radio, but he becomes a part of the organization. Marty Bredeman, who retired in Cincinnati, another one. Just a legendary broadcaster. They're all over baseball. I don't think you have that in the NBA, and you don't have that in the NFL nearly as much as you have in baseball. And that's the connection, fans and their broadcasters. It's a lovely thing. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.